Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. Tiffany Justice, Moms for Liberty, will be here a little bit later. We have Democrats feuding in Philadelphia. I side with Bob Brady on this. He, boy, in the middle of a national storm, he's a guy who remembers. He texted me right before the show and said he remembers our bet. And that'll happen. I don't know if he'll come on because of the most viperish of Democrats trying to blame him for the failings of Kamala Harris. And just a side note, do you remember the name Brandon McPhillips? Probably not, but I remember it. Remember the name Helen Gim? He was the Helen Gim guy. And he now was the Kamala Harris guy here in this area. How did that work out? He put out a news release. Never happened, as far as we can tell, on another member of the media, talk radio host, to like 200 outlets. I was honored by it, attacking me because Democrats came on my show and I had written an article said, yeah, I may have to move out of Philadelphia, not out of the United States, if Helen Gim is elected mayor. And he had a big sign up, start packing. Okay? So that guy is the one feuding with Bob Brady, who did a good job for Democrats. It's the old dog food thing. They don't like the dog food. I mean, it's not the same thing in Philadelphia for Biden as it was for Harris. It is different. All right, we're going to have Sherelle Parker, too. We'll have some sound to that later in the show, is speaking to the mayor about what happened in Philadelphia in this area. They're in shock around all this. And RFK Jr. is the one that is the most intriguing, but we're going to talk about the cabinet. And we're going to talk about Scott Presler, a woman named Dr. Jan Haley Hayes, who's a psychologist, Dr. Shrink, she calls herself. I happen to see this on Twitter. We're trying to get her on. She said in an article in the Daily Mail, and look, this is one of those statistics that's too good to be true. In an article in the Daily Mail, that Scott Presler registered 180,000 first-time Amish voters. That's their stat. Now, I can't imagine. You know, his crew, his whole team, I don't know. I didn't ask him that. I don't know if he would take credit for that. But this is a Daily Mail, one of the biggest newspapers in the world, with like 8 printed pages on Scott Presler. So we got to do something to honor him. He, as much as anybody, is why Pennsylvania went red, at least in the manner that it did. Doesn't happen just by policies and Trump and all that. There's a lot of other people that made this happen. So she was a member of various transition teams, this Dr. Jan Haley Hayes, and I saw that nugget today. If that's accurate, I think the Amish are voting almost universally for Trump after all the government overregulation over the raw milk and everything else that was involved. So let's start with the RFK Jr. cut. But then on top of that, we have a cut of Joe Scarborough today with Mika. Joe apparently did not know about the price of butter and was stunned when Mika had to interrupt and tell him what that was. So let's start. Here's RFK Jr. with a reporter, and they start talking about Fruit Loops. Now, I don't think RFK Jr. is necessarily saying we're going to ban Fruit Loops for kids. That would be ridiculous. But he does talk about the number of ingredients that are in Fruit Loops here versus other places. Listen to this.
We have 4.2% of the globe's population. So whatever we were doing in this country was the worst of every country in the world.
So in order to do that, you say clearing out the corruption in your terms. Would that mean clearing out the top-level federal service workers that are currently at the FDA and the CDC?
In some categories, I would say.
What does that look like? Yeah.
In some categories of workers, there are entire departments, like the nutrition departments at FDA, that have to go. That are not doing their job. They're not protecting our kids. Why do we have Fruit Loops in this country that have 18 or 19 ingredients, and you go to Canada and it's got two or three?
Would you eliminate any of the agencies?
To eliminate the agencies, as long as it requires congressional approval, I wouldn't be doing that. And I can get the corruption out of the agencies. This is what I've been doing for 40 years. I've sued all those agencies. I have a PhD in corporate corruption, and that's what I do. And once they're not corrupt, once Americans are getting good science and are allowed to make their own choices, they're going to get a lot healthier.
All right, so there is RFK Jr. Talking about Fruit Loops. Now, I don't know why we have what we have here versus Canada. I get a little anxious when I hear we're going to be like Canada. But what I like about RFK Jr. is the idea of starting to debate these things, of starting to take a look at some of these things and see if they're causal of anything. So we'll get Dr. Marty McCarry back on the show and go through a laundry list of them. Here's a big question today, and I'm going to tell you, on most of these, I agree with where I think President Trump seems to be going. What should be the jobs in the first 100 days or day one? Now, not at the top of the list, but the wind, the offshore wind situation, that needs to be dealt with. But in addition to that, what are some of the other big things by executive order or by action by Trump? One, movements on the war in Ukraine. Check. Now, that's going to be an acid test for Trump to see exactly what it is that he proposes that Putin would go for and the Ukrainians. I don't expect any magic there. If you do, you're kidding yourself. I don't think the Ukrainians are going to agree to any mix of territories there, as far as we can tell at this point early on. Will they get a ceasefire? Maybe. So on Ukraine, that's a big one where Trump is going to make a move that's going to be different than what Biden's doing. Shutting down the border. We know how to shut down the border. We know what Trump did before. You have to stay in Mexico for asylum. In fact, now we have a surge toward the border, and the Biden people, I think, are just going to let them in, and they're going to go back to the policy they had before. That's what it appears to be. So shutting down the border, I think Trump can order to go back pretty much to what we did before. Now, here comes a ticklish one. I don't think first day in office, even first weeks, you're going to see tremendous amount of movement on this. But I'll tell you what movement you are going to see. Mass deportations. All right. We're going to be going after criminals. And during the transition time, whoever Trump appoints, or is ready to appoint, or they're talking to, they're going to be developing a list of people that are here, sanctuary cities that are not, that are clearly violating the law, that have had multiple situations, and we're going to move on them. There would be thousands of them. What do we do after that? How will the deportation be done? I will tell you clearly, I don't think anybody knows. I don't think they know the mechanism yet. They're going to get together, due diligence, and they're going to talk about how do you do that and who would qualify after the criminals. It's not going to be just day one, suddenly we're deporting 20 million people. They're going to study it. I think J.D. Vance will be involved, and there's going to be movement on that. So on that one, I think Trump will do a lot early on, but not anything that's unbelievable. Now, here's one that's of interest, and we may go back and forth on this. And you can call me, and I will listen to you. All right, Trump has talked about pardoning the January 6th rioters. Now, I would say this has to be done on a case-by-case basis. I'm not on board. I'm not a hack. I'm not going to say pardon all the January 6th rioters. If you are, you can tell me why. People that engaged in attacking police, for example, and have had their day in court, and there's evidence of that. Now, if we're talking about the penalties for any number of these rioters being too harsh versus other criminals, yeah, that's something you could look at. That would be commuting their sentence, meaning they've already served enough time, something like that. But those involved in attacking the Capitol Police and have had their day in court, and there's evidence of that, no, I'm not pardoning them. Why would I pardon them? Because it feels good? Just because we're lumping all these? I'm not lumping them all together. There are some people that barely did anything, walked through there, and had the book thrown at them. That's where we should go first, getting them out of jail, clearing their name in some cases totally. That would be the pardon. But 855-839-1210, are you on board that Trump early on would pardon? Now, I don't think he'll do that. But if he did, I'm telling you now, no, I'm not on board with that part. Next part, repeal the electric vehicle, repeal all that you can on the Green New Deal. Absolutely. Impose tariffs. I don't think Trump will impose the tariffs early on. I think he'll threaten to do that. He's trying to use them as a bully pulpit to get China and to get American companies to give us fair trade. But he might do that in the first few weeks. You might see something as a test case in order to put this forward. Here's one that I don't know that Trump ever said this. I'm reading this from the Washington Examiner. Give green cards to college graduates. No, I'm not doing that. Well, wait a minute now. They graduated college. We want them to. Now, I'm not giving them green cards. If you want to do that, I don't get it. You have to explain why. Henry will pick you up. 855-839-1210. Fire the special counsel who indicted him. Yes, that will happen. Pardoning himself. I don't know that that'll be necessary. We see today that the judge in New York, and that's a state case, there's talk that he would remove those charges, those penalties. I know that's shocking, but I think that could happen. All right, one other thing that I'll give you the side question. Get in, out of those things. I think most people who voted for Trump want him early on to do it. And I'm looking for the sound. We'll play it for you. We'll get it soon enough here. Joe Scarborough this morning.
I've got it.
Oh, you do? Okay, let's play it now because I think people will have a reaction to this. Here is Scarborough and Mika, of all people. Not that I think she does the shopping. This is how out of touch they are. And this is the thing where people like Scarborough are saying, well, why didn't the Democrats say this, that, or whatever? There is nothing you can say about prices at the supermarket. There's nothing you're going to do. I don't care how brilliant you are. I love to argue, but I can't argue this. People know who did it. We know what the cause was. The trillions they pumped in so Joe Biden could be LBJ and FDR. That's what did it. And to get out of that, you have to ease up on the energy restrictions. You have to get the government out of things. You have to stop anything that is remotely inflationary. And they don't want to do that. So Joe's bloviating about what he would have said. And then it comes up that butter costs almost $7. I checked it. Giant online. And they're saying, save, shop online. And it was a generic, yeah, Land O'Lakes, one of those. It was $6.49, so close to $7. And that's a value because you're doing it online. And Joe was stunned by this. Listen to this exchange.
That probably contributed a good deal to it. I want to talk about economy for a second. A few weeks ago, somebody who was going to be voting for Kamala Harris came up to me and said, "Oh my God, Trump's going to win." I go, "Why is that?" He goes, I went to the grocery store. Butter's over $3. I kind of laughed and I said, "Well, that's kind of reductive, isn't it?" Said it to myself. To him, I smiled and I said, "Good point." Mm-hmm. But it actually, what everything we're hearing after the election is,
I'm just
it
saying,
is
the seven.
What's that?
The $7.
What's that? Butter is $7?
Yeah.
What? Is it framed in gold?
Yeah, what kind of butter?
Anyway,
where you go. But,
okay, well, yeah, okay.
Seven
well,
bucks.
Anyway. My point
is anyway,
this,
but your point is nothing. Stop it there. She got you. Meek of all people. He was trying to make the point. That's kind of reducing everything down to the price of butter or eggs. Yeah, Joe, it is reducing it toward it because you've diminished the middle class with this. They have to constantly be making decisions to stay within budget. That's not America. You don't worry about that. She doesn't chop. I can't see Mika at Giant. Hey, Mika, love the show this week.
Oh, she shops at Whole Foods and you know it.
Well, I don't think she shops is the point. Aside from the Whole Foods, yeah, that may be the case too, but I don't see Mika going out there and doing the shopping on a regular basis. I just don't see it. And Morning Joe, he's not shopping. So he didn't know it was $7 roughly. And you hear that back and forth, seven. It was seven. Yeah, that's it. So we're reducing everything to the price of butter? It's not about the price of butter. That there's no reason for this. Brendan Boyle, this guy from Northeast Philadelphia, the congressman over there. Come on, Brendan, we'll talk about this. He claims Democrats should have made the case that inflation is because of COVID around the world, and we didn't really do anything in this country to create inflation. What's the matter with you people in Northeast Philadelphia? He just set up a vote Democrat, Brendan Boyle. Does he really represent the whole Boyle family, for that matter? Your interest, $7 butter. That's astounding. Well, you shouldn't be using so much butter anyhow. Come on, you're going to get fat. We're helping you. All right. Side question today. Coming off the Harris loss, and as I said yesterday, I give her some grace. It's hard to make that concession speech. It's hard to call up the other person in this, etc. Whoever it is, it's very difficult to do that. Because she knows she's not going to be the nominee again. This is the high point to wherever she got to be the nominee. There's no way she could believe that's happening again. So there's a bit of irrelevancy. Like 4 years from now, oh, that's Kamala Harris. Didn't we used to have trouble with her name or something? That's what people will be saying. We're looking for somebody who was relevant, very relevant, maybe even very famous. And then you went, whatever happened to... Case in point, Howard Dean. Howard Dean looked like he was going to be the Democrat nominee. Remember that way back when? Then he went off screaming these states that they were going to be going to. And then suddenly, where's Howard Dean? I'll take another Howard. Howard Stern. Now, he's still known. He's not completely irrelevant. From the level of Stern, though, what he was, what he represented to now, that's a big difference.
I can't wait to hear Dan's opinion on that one.
Yeah, exactly. So with Howard Stern, yesterday he said, well, this is just due to the fact I knew it. I dreaded it. She's a woman. Americans can't vote for it. Oh, my God. It's just they cannot face what inflation has done to people. The border. And coming up, the Willie Horton issue. That's what it's being called today. Remember Willie Horton, why that was so effective with Dukakis? Willie Horton was effective because it was true and because that's what progressives like Dukakis were about and people got murdered. Coming up, it's being called the Willie Horton issue of this campaign. Can you guess what that might be? All right, Henry, what's yours? Irrelevancy.
Yeah, so I got two today.
Yes.
I will take all-time Sixers great Andrew Bynum.
Yes.
As you may know, Andrew Bynum was an all-star center for the Los Angeles Lakers. And I believe in the summer of 2012, he signed the biggest contract ever for a center with the Philadelphia 76ers. Never played a game. Never played a game. Infamously hurt his knee bowling. And then faded into irrelevancy because he was really nothing after that. And then another one I'd like to go to is one of the top music artists of, I say, 2011, Gautier. Do you remember his song, Somebody That I Used to Know?
No.
You don't remember this song?
No, I don't remember it, but yeah.
This song was probably all the rage probably about a little over a decade ago, and then completely dropped off the face of the earth.
No. All right.
Hasn't dropped anything since, as far as I know.
Yeah, I don't even know that I knew him then. Maybe I did. That's a good example. Okay, that's what we're looking for. Hit us with somebody who was extremely relevant, popular, call it what you would, and the moment. Maybe when they did something, and that was the fall from grace. You know what the moment, and I love this, that more and more pundits are coming around to my point of view, where they say Harris really got into trouble. And I say this because I get these constant people, why do we even talk about The View? Come on now. This is entertainment, too. It's hilarious, the nonsense they do. But when Harris was asked by Sonny Hostin, trying to set tear up, well, tell me, you know, what would you do different? How do you distinguish from Joe Biden? Because that's what everybody wanted. She was going to help her distinguish gently. And she said she couldn't think of a thing that came to mind. That was a moment. That was a bad moment. And it was The View. Why? Home court advantage. Kamala Harris never thought anything would be tough there. And it was. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you push pound 1210. Here are some of the things being proposed President Trump would get to instantly. I gave you one that I differ. May differ with you. That's okay. You know, talk radio is not the choir. Difference is fine. Now, sometimes, you know, we get people that just come on and it's just antagonistic. Yeah, it's not that either. At least I don't do that. But if there's difference here, that's good. Which one of those things do you want Trump to do first? I think Ukraine is impossible to do that soon. We're going to see it. But that's the major one. If, say, within 3 months, Trump has some kind of solution to Ukraine that both sides sort of go along with, that would be Nobel Peace Prize. They won't give it to him, but it would be. If that happens by hook or by crook, that would be outstanding. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in on Talk Radio 1210. Okay. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Okay, Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. 855-839-1210. I gave you a bunch of the things. Washington Examiner and others think that Trump early on, even first day, you know, that the executive orders. We need laws, though, passed. The easy one will be restoring the border. Just go back to the Trump plan from before and you're there. I told you what I think on the January 6th. I mean, come on. Some of these people deserve the sentences they got. A great number of them, you could commute the sentence, maybe even pardon them. A great number of them potentially are in that camp. Case by case, that's the way conservatives should approach it versus now we're tired of hearing about January 6th, so just pardon all of them. No, I'm not going that way. Okay, I mentioned, what is the Willie Horton? Now, Willie Horton was this convicted murderer. And they have this weekend parole program. This is, let's see now. This is Dukakis running for president on the Democrat side. I'm trying to remember who Dukakis beat against George, the senior, Bush senior, 1988. He supposedly had the Massachusetts miracle, how great things were there. And then the Bush research team just found that they had this furlough program. You go out on the weekends, convicted murderers, I mean, severe crimes to kind of rehabilitate. And Willie Horton, on one of those jaunts, murders this couple. I forget if he raped the woman or not. And that ad turned Dukakis at very much as the tank ad.
As Governor Michael Dukakis vetoed mandatory sentences for drug dealers, he vetoed the death penalty. His revolving door prison policy gave weekend furloughs to first-degree murderers not eligible for parole. While out, many committed other crimes like kidnapping and rape, and many are still at large. Now Michael Dukakis says he wants to do for America what he's done for Massachusetts. America can't afford that risk.
I think they showed, thank you, Dan, I think they showed photos then of Willie Horton, and Willie Horton became famous. You're Willie Hortoning me in the ads. No, it was true. It was true, and it got at the source of this. So what is the Willie Horton of ads? I'm proud I had that column up last week. You know what it is. The transgender stuff. Yes. The Trump team got it. Whoever over there got it, and they ran it and ran it again. My only regret is I would have run it four more times. I would have got another $1 billion and ran it. Because it hit home. And the more they complain about this, Democrats, you know they're being hit home. She did what? She supported gender-affirming sex operations, taxpayer expense, illegals here in jail. She did it. Well, it was only two, Martha Raddatz said. Ha! Try that. Yeah, continue to try that. All right? So that's the Willie Horton of ads. That's what it's being called now. It's starting to become infamous. You knew about it with me all along. It's effective because it's true. In addition to inflation, the border, and all that, this was a tell of what Harris is all about. One other thing, the guy that we have not recognized in the Hall of Fame here, of people that made a difference in this election cycle, Governor Abbott of Texas. He did not only the politically right thing, but I believe the morally right thing. He said, you know what? We are not going to burden these people along the border, 100 miles in, whatever it was in Texas, with 20 million people. We're going to move some of them to the big cities, Denver, New York, Chicago. And even though I'd have to think if any of them were in swing states per se, what happened is it became a national story. We saw it all the time. And finally, these people all on board with no border, the border came home. That was Abbott. DeSantis did it a little bit. Martha's Vineyard, you may remember. Abbott does not get enough credit, though. That kept that story out there. It made it real. It made it tangible. It showed it day to day what happens to you when you have illegal immigration in your neighborhood, just like it was in Texas. We want to just keep it in Texas. We like it, but keep it there. Let's hear Jimmy Kimmel last night, and then I'll tell you what Elise Stefanik is being touted for in the cabinet, that she might be this person, and I think it fits her really well. Here's Kimmel last night. And look, I have no respect for Kimmel. That's why I'm playing him. I have less respect for Colbert because Colbert is fairly smart. Kimmel is a dope. Kimmel is a blackface annex that we're supposed to forget about. Kimmel is women jumping up and down on trampolines with the guy show. Nothing wrong with that. It's America. If you want to watch, fine. But don't tell me about anything, you dope. Listen to Kimmel last night telling us who lost when Trump won.
But the rest was not great. Let's be honest. It was a terrible night last night. It was a terrible night for women, for children, for the hundreds of thousands of hardworking immigrants who make this country go, for healthcare, for our climate, for science, for journalism, for justice, for free speech. It was a terrible night for poor people, for the middle class, for seniors who rely on Social Security, for our allies in Ukraine, for NATO, for the truth and democracy and decency. And it was a terrible night for everyone who voted against him. And guess what? It was a bad night for everyone who voted for him, too. You just don't realize it yet. And
All right. So we're dopes. All these people, you hear that litany? And they voted for him. They don't. And you're really, it's a double dopery. You're a dope because you don't realize it's bad for you, too, at this point. This guy deserves all the gloating, all the pushback. I don't say that, but don't do it with the average person. You know, they might be your neighbor. Let it go. Guys like this, though. Just think of his track record. And this is the sort of, and what does Jimmy Kimmel really do? He first surfaced because his son was in the hospital, as I remember, and he went on a rant about he could afford it, but all these conservatives are taking away health care. What about all these people that can't? It's just an endless, out of touch, hateful, in my view, still not wanting to get it of what people were saying here. How about the people, Jimmy, that are paying $7 for butter? Oh, it's going to be about butter now? What about democracy? I'll play for you coming up. Colbert, who's smarter, at least, he had a spin. He called it another word, not democracy, but he changed the word to kind of besmirch voters also. All right, 855-839-1210. I am coming to your call. So give us somebody who was very relevant, famous, center of the action, and then not so much, or maybe dropped a lot. That's what we're looking for.
There's a word for this, Dom.
Yes.
It's called cooked. Is cooked?
Right.
I got a great one for you.
Go ahead.
Put you there in the mindset. How about politician Dom? What the hell happened to him after this?
We're going to California and Texas and New York. We're going to South Dakota.
I'm glad to hear the sound. Yes.
Oh, you want that? Okay, here you go.
And Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Yeah! Oh,
if you can imagine, at that point, he was on a roll. He was a leading candidate. And he lost to the dour John Kerry. If you lose to John Kerry in your life, oh, my God. That's got to be a difficult thing. The French-looking John Kerry.
I want listeners to get in the mindset of products or things.
That's right.
Places that were once popular that are now cooked. And that one that I brought up, Dom, Maisie used to love it. It's disappeared. It's actually been rebranded, but it used to be so popular. 7-Up. 7-Up is cooked.
Yeah, I don't see 7-Up
that much. You
don't
see nearly
as much. Ginger Ale, I guess, has replaced it, maybe.
No, Mountain Dew's replaced it.
Oh, it has it. Okay.
Starry literally replaced it.
Well, Starry did literally replace it, but I think they
rebranded.
Yeah, but like the popularity of 7-Up moved
was a top two of all time.
It was like a cultural icon with the dot and all.
So will they still play Heads Up 7-Up in schools?
I don't know. It's Heads Up Mountain Dew now.
All right, so it's 855-839-1210. You can get in with that, though. So who would you say is somebody... We all know the ones to go after. We have a top 100 list. They deserve. I have some Rachel Maddow. But what you say, just let it go. Yeah, they differ. You know what I'm talking about. In your neighborhood, your family. I know Thanksgiving seems far away, but my God, Thanksgiving this year. As far as, it's just not. It's not the gloating and all. Oh, but Dom. No. I'm not one of those guys. There are those guys out there. They're idiots. That Trump won, and they're just into a gloating forever here. Let's savage them. One of them wants to be, and I usually like this guy, but the stuff he said yesterday, his name is Mike Davis, Trump looking at him for attorney general. No, it's not just getting in there and doing the same tactics. It's getting in there and making the Democrats follow the law, letter of the law, spirit of the law, up and down. That's what it's about. And I'll tell you what Elise Stefanik is up for. And I don't know if she's pushing this or they see her as this, but I think this would be perfect given what she did to those three college presidents during the anti-Semitism debate. She would be really good at this. I'm hoping that's what she's pushing too. We're going to hear from Tiffany Justice, Moms for Liberty. She's one or two or three of who will be the Secretary of Education. You got to understand, Secretary of Education, that gets a lot of media. These people go wild. Remember Betsy DeVos? Well, Tiffany Justice would be spectacular in that. And what about RFK Jr. and Fruit Loops? Now debating, why are our Fruit Loops different than Canada? I'd like to see the reason why. I mean, I actually want to see these things run down rather than just wildly saying, why do they don't have these 18 ingredients we do? Is it corruption? Is somebody being paid off? Well, let's face it. At the end of the day, can we blame Big Cereal and all these others for fat kids? Really? I'm willing to listen to part of that. But is that it? Are we going to be that? Well, that kid's a victim. Look at him over there. He hasn't moved off the couch in 6 weeks. He's a victim. Big Fruit Loops did that to him. And Australia has, well, I'm not sure if they're a day ahead or a day behind. I guess they're a day behind. I have to look at that. They are banning social media for anyone under 16. I wouldn't do that. But we'll, they're the first in the world maybe to do that. Let's talk FanDuel, though, first. Hey, the NBA is back. And FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, wants you to catch all the action. And right now, FanDuel is giving everyone 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do is catch every tip-off and buzzer beater, is place any $5 bet on the NBA to get 3 months of NBA League Pass, courtesy of FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/Dom to make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. After a 3 month free trial, the full price of League Pass will be automatically charged monthly. Cancel anytime, no refunds, terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Limit one pass per customer. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1 800 Gambler. All right, Dom Giordano show. Boy, what day after? Day two after. 855-839-1210. You get in the biographer of Joe Biden. Boy, there's a tough task. Says that Joe Biden's legacy is the reelection of Donald Trump. Everything else is an asterisk. Wow. Finally. And, you know, I'm looking at any number of their communications people trying to say how they should have communicated about inflation. Forget it. I don't care how much they're paying you. The bottom line is you did it. And when I played you that butter cut with Joe Scarborough as he was pontificating, really, butter, that decided the election? Well, there are a million other things related to it. But no, you did it, and you didn't have to do it to the middle class. That's how I would put it. I wouldn't get off that point. I don't care what kind of brawl was breaking out. I'd say it again. You did it. You did it. You did it. That's where I'm sticking. Any kind of debate. You didn't have to do this. It's ridiculous. Come on, Brendan Boyle. Come on the show, buddy. We'll debate this. Again, you go for 2 minutes. Tell us all your highfalutin ideas for Northeast Philadelphia. How, well, this happened around the world. It's just COVID. So here you're going to have to suffer in Northeast Philadelphia. What do you tell them now, Brendan? Well, we have to bring down inflation. Or do you tell them inflation has come down? Neither one of them is true. How are you going to bring down inflation? Tell us what your policy. Oh, Harris should have given us more of her policies. What are they? We'll set up a special hour. I could be in a soundproof booth for a while. That's how agitated I'd be. Let me out of here. And then we open the gates of hell. Let's go to Nick in South Philly and talk where I'll be on November 23rd.
Get the name right. D-O-M.
That's right. Not too soon to get your tickets. It's at St. John Newman, my alma mater, and it's a benefit for two parishes down there. Joe Conklin has invited me to show off my impersonation skills along with him.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm working it up with Jim Kelly. He's my coach.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I happened to see Godfather on last night. And DJ was trying to talk to me, and I said, you know, there's certain, you know what? Side question. Scene in a movie that comes up, someone tries to talk to you, that's it, even if it's a two or three minutes.
Shh, shh, shh.
What scene was it, Henry and the Godfather, I had to stop? No talking.
Oh, toll booth?
No, I mean, that's visual.
Yeah, it's
no,
true.
No. No, it's the whole thing. We'll get there, Pop. We'll get there. Yeah. And the music starts to swell.
Up, yep.
Something for you. Where's Jim Kelly?
Where
somewhere
is Jim Kelly?
He's
yeah,
he's somewhere.
You know, Connell, Mike, you got a little wrong. That little farce you played with my sister. You think that could fool a Corleone?
No, those are all good. There's 100 good lines, but that scene speaks to me about the family and about what we want done. Nick is in South Philly after all that. Hey, Nick, welcome in.
How are you? Thanks for taking my call, and that is our alma mater also, so thank you.
Oh,
for
good. Well, Nick, thank you. Thanks very much. Hope to see you there.
Yeah, we'll do. We'll do. You know, the Scarborough quote or his clip or whatever it was, very telling. That's exactly why people voted, for the cost of butter, for the cost of gas, for the cost of whatever it costs to fill up your grocery cart. And it's not about misogyny or racism or anything. There's men like myself that work with our wives that go to the store and we shop for our families. We feed our families. We try to feed our families. And that's how out of touch Joe is. And that's how out of touch the Democratic Party is. And if they would have just hit on those issues and presented a plan, I think they would have received more votes.
Well, but Nick, the only thing is, you know, I would challenge them. What's their plan? You did it. What are you going to do to get out? We know one thing to get out pretty quickly is energy.
Right.
They don't want to do energy. Taking away government regulation, they don't want to do that. So, you know, they can't say anything. That's why they're
Well,
not.
They also caused a mess that they wanted to try to make us believe that they had to get us out of. Well, everything was fine and that's it. There shouldn't be any more debates. You know, it should be if two candidates want to run for office, take them on one of those supermarket shows, give them a cart, give them $100 and say, here's what you have to do. Fill this cart up and you have to come up with four meals for the week for your family. You can't go over the 100. You have to stay under it. And you have to make sure you factor in for three meals a day. Like, that's common sense stuff that these people are
well,
so out
of Nick, touch. Well, Nick, I'd love to see that. I'm thinking of some of the candidates. Can you imagine what Biden might say in this? Oh, my God. Someone like Walz. Oh, let's do this with Walz.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
That is great. I like that as a debate test. At the end of aisle six, we'll have the debate. Nick, who was relevant and now is irrelevant?
You know what? I really wasn't thinking too much about it. I was just more concerned about having a nice conversation with you, so thank you. I think what's not relevant anymore, I miss it, Frank Soda. I do miss Frank Soda.
Oh, yeah. You know, I almost had them as a sponsor. Franks, if you're still out there, we'll put you on the map again. I met with a guy for an hour. Yeah, it's great soda. Thank you, Nick. That's a good one. Yeah, I like Frank.
I feel like the Wishniak's still being sold in like really niche settings.
Yeah, right. Stop saying that. I should have a button in here of words you can't say here. Yeah, is there a scene where someone comes in, you shush them? We might do that tomorrow. Yeah, that's cut down the after meeting time today. I like that one. For me, that's that moment in The Godfather where they're going over whoever. Wants to meet, that's the traitor and all that stuff. And I like wine more. That's good for you, Pop. Okay. 855-839-12.
Right over here. Dom really wants to do this.
Yeah. Yes. Elise Stefanik, what role would you see here? I don't know that it's included in the cabinet per se. It's on the fringe of the cabinet, but it's more important in some ways in the cabinet. I'll tell you what she's being touted for that makes a lot of sense. We'll get that coming up. But first, one of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back again. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is here. And right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity and cholesterol support, heart health, and natural energy enhancers. Grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and a lot more. One more thing. The Rescue Black Friday sale will run the entire month of November. So shop today at res-q.com, res-q.com, or call a Rescue product consultant at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Again, all Rescue supplements are up to 80% off during the entire month of November. So why wait? Shop massive savings on essential supplements at res-q.com. Do it today. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Elise Stefanik, I think this would be a dream matchup, given what she did, and since we've had her on, what she did with the three college presidents, UN ambassador. I think she would thrive in that. Just thrive in that. Uh-oh, at Mulligan's Bar, they're sitting around crunching the numbers. I thought they'd be crafting new drinks for Dom Giordano's show. I hear that's an all-year project. And I heard the other day that Henry can throw a football 40 yards and they're in doubt.
At least.
At least 40 yards. I think they're in doubt. There's a lot of skepticism. Let's go to Johnny Z. We haven't heard from him in a while at Mulligan's. Right there, right across from the Acme. If you're in the neighborhood, stop in while he's making this call. Let's go to Johnny. Hey, Johnny, welcome in. How are things at Mulligan's?
Hey, Dom, how are you, pal?
Good.
Good, yeah, everything's fine down here. Election went well. The area down here, I think it was like 20 points in favor of Trump down here. So, you know, everything was really good. Reason I'm calling, Dom, I just saw a guy, his name's Dave McCoon on Twitter. He just made a really interesting point, if I may. It could be totally anecdotal, but it's interesting. We remember the last couple of years hearing about this mass exodus out of blue states, New Jersey, New York, California, you know, by the hundreds of thousands. And, you know, I remember thinking, you know, these states are going to be blue for decades, you know, for however long. And he made a great point that you know, you would think that most of the people that have escaped these states are Republicans. And if that is the case, and the data that's coming in from the election shows that California, New York, New Jersey is actually getting more red, what does that tell you?
So you're thinking, right? he's thinking these are people escaping, blue people are escaping the state. I'd say this. I don't know about states, but Johnny Z, things like the cities, they're escaping to the counties and all.
Right.
So you think, though, they would be escaping a blue state and going to a red state. Is that what he's saying?
Well, no. What he's saying is if we assume that the majority of people that have left these states are Republicans and they're going to states like Florida or Georgia or Texas, and, you know, if all that's left is mostly Democrat, but the trend is showing that people are breaking to Republicans in these states, you know, could that be just a shift now? Maybe Democrats have had enough and they're voting Republican? Interesting.
The modern Democrats are. I mean, look at the war we have here in Philadelphia, John. I mean, I was texting with Bob Brady today. He's a moderate Democrat. He's at war with the Harris campaign and people like that blaming him. So internally, will those moderate Democrats just make that final step and at least vote Republican? Yeah, I think a lot of that happened.
Yeah, it was just an interesting observation. I wanted to share it with you.
Yeah, well, thank you. How's the weather and the economy? Does that help Mulligans, help the shore economy?
The weather right now, the weather's been fantastic.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
And, you know, it keeps bringing people down to the shore. So the shoulder season has been pretty good. But, you know, we'll see where the rest of the season takes us. But there's a lot of optimism down here right now, you know, after the election, everybody I'm talking to. So that's a good thing.
What was it like at Mulligan's 2:30 in the morning or whatever on election night? Was anything going on there?
No, but by the time that all rolled around, we were all closed up. But I mean, all of my employees, I mean, everybody I talked to, customers, you know, everybody was excited election day to get out and vote. A lot of people had voted early. A lot of people were waiting until election day. But I mean, everybody seemed like they were on the same page.
Absolutely. John, great to hear from you. Don't be a stranger.
Hey, John, you're a stand-up guy, too. YouTube.com/@1200WPHD. Go like and subscribe. Gary says, thank you, Johnny, for a drink a few weeks back prior to Zioli show in Cape May. Thanks and appreciate it, my man. I love that you go out to those events, Johnny. You're awesome, man. Thank you.
Absolutely.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Johnny Z, here on Talk Radio 1210. Coming up, Tiffany Justice. Tiffany will be the next education secretary, Moms for Liberty. We'll see. That's 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com